Thank you for tuning in to 89.1 FM, Creston's Christian Radio. This is Debbie from Treasures at Tea Time. My broadcast times have changed to 7 a.m. Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, and rebroadcasted Tuesday and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Today I'm down at the river with Lilybell and waiting for the deer to come for a drink. Lilybell has walked to the river in her beautifully painted wooden clogs and has set up her quilt and poured our tea. Come join us, will you? Welcome back to Treasures at Tea Time. Lilybell and I are sitting by the river enjoying a cup of Earl Grey tea and listening to the sounds of the birds in the flowing river. Listen in as the storyteller shares as the deer pants for the water. Lilybell sat so still as she waits for the deer to come for a drink of water, the storyteller comments. Planted deep within our hearts is an unlimited desire for a loving relationship that cannot be satisfied by any living thing except God Himself. David describes this feeling in Psalms 42. As the deer pants and longs for the water's brooks, so I pant and long for you, O God. My inner self thirsts for God, the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? Lilybell inquires, who wrote that song about the deer? Oh, it was Marty Nystrom, the storyteller shares. He is the composer of that song. They say he had courage. He was also human. Why? He admits that the song, As the Deer Pants for the Water, which he wrote in 1981, sprang from an incident in his life in which he was not spiritually motivated, at least not in the beginning. We think the composer must have been really close to God as we sing panting and longing for him. He was experiencing heartbreak from a girl, which led him on this journey. She must have been really special to him, Lilybell comments. Yes, he fasted for 19 days with only water and the Holy Spirit. I think the Lord had something else in store for him. His thirsty soul opens the Bible to Psalms 42, and he sat at the piano and he wrote this song, As the Deer, by Marty Nystrom. Have a listen, shall we?
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire.
Thank you.
deer was drawn to the water to drink. Dear hearts, are you searching for something you have not found yet? Do you have inner longings, like the deer that was thirsty, that are not met? The storyteller asks. Turn to me, the shepherd, the Lord Jesus says. I alone can satisfy your thirst. Now is the time to lift up your heart to him as you stand on the rocky shores of the river. Dip your cup into the water, the Lord says.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
Down to the River to Pray, known as a Christian folk song or Southern gospel song, was published in 1867. This piece is sung by Alison Krauss. That's a really old song, Lily Bell commented. Now that you're at the river and have taken a drink from the brook, open your heart up to pray. Heal me, O Lord. Cleanse me, Lord. Step your foot into the water and enjoy this sunshine on your shoulders and be refreshed and cleansed and made whole. Only the Lord Jesus can do this. This next song is called Heal Me, O Lord, by Don Moen.
Be saved.
God said in his word that he is a God who will heal us. He is a healing God. But I know you might have questions about why this person or that person did not get healed. I have questions. But it doesn't change the fact that God said he is a healing God. And God and his word are one. They're the same. No one here would doubt if God came into this room and touched you that you'd be healed. Same thing can happen if the word touches you. His power is in this word. There's power to heal in this word. There's power to save in this word. There's power to deliver you from that hopeless situation. Let's put his word on our lips and sing it back to him tonight. Heal me, O Lord. Sing it.
Oh, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. Oh, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. For you are the
praise you, Lord Jesus. Let your healing power just flow to every person here right now. Be it unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. Let your healing flow right now, God.
Let it flow like rivers. Let your healing.
What an amazing song. Dear hearts, let the Lord help us grasp the depths of his love. A love where you're never forgotten. And you know, that's hard to understand sometimes. Help us grasp the depths of this amazing, unfathomable love that perhaps you have never known before. Lilybell then stepped her feet into the brook, sipping her cool cup of water. Sunshine was warming her shoulders, and it made her so happy, her heart started to sing.
Because you died and rose.
was so enjoying this blissful moment when all of a sudden there was a splashing in the water and the deer jumped and quickly ran away. Why, it's the old hunter. Move along, Lilybell. You're sitting under my hunting stand. Lilybell boldly spoke to the old hunter. It's not hunting season. The old hunter sat on the shore, drained the water out of his gumboots, and walked away with soggy socks. Let's not leave the river just yet. Set out a picnic lunch and enjoy a cup of tea as we listen to Michael W. Smith sign us off with Down to the River to Pray.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
Down to the river, down to the river, down to the river to pray.
I'm going down to the river, down to the river, down to the river to pray.
I'm going down,
down to the river to pray.
Come on down, down to the river to pray.